So we are on page 285, 286 at the bottom, Ayinvav at the top, and we've reached the part Vihine Inyan Avazu. So that's in the first column, 3, 6, 7 lines down. Now, we're going to be referring to the Chumash, and we're looking, if you'd like to look in the Chumash, Deuteronomy 10, Devarim, chapter 10, verse 12. In Devarim, Deuteronomy 10, 12. So that's in Parshat Akev. Yes, so it's Chamishi of Akev, which on this Chumash is page 3, Shin Nun Dalad. Yeah, you have it? Chamishi?
Yeah,
oh, Ruri. Right.
Chamishi, yes.
Right, okay. So, Vihine Inyan Avazu. Now, it's this kind of love. In other words, the love that we work on and create for ourselves, that we think about the greatness of Hashem, and because of that we're inspired with love of Hashem. It's this love that Rotzo Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom, that Moses, our great teacher, wanted, Lita, to plant, Belev Kol Yisrael, in the heart of every single Jew. Bapasha, in the section of the Torah, Va'ata Yisrael v'goyma, where it says Va'ata Yisrael. Now let's have a look at what it says, Va'ata Yisrael. Va'ata Yisrael, let's look in the Chumash. And now, Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. What is Hashem your God asking of you? Kiim Lira Es Hashem Elokecha. Hashem is asking you to fear Him. Lo Leches V'chol Drochov, to go in all His ways. Ula'av Oysen, to love Him. V'la'avoydes Hashem Elokecha, and to serve Hashem your God, b'chol levavecha or b'chol nafshecha. So Hashem is telling us, I want you to serve me, or Moshe is telling us on behalf of Hashem. What does Hashem want of us? That we should love Hashem with all our heart and all our soul. Now, He's commanding us to do that. So in other words, there's something we have to work on within ourselves to create that love. And the whole point of what it's been saying here is that we can create the feeling of love for Hashem in our heart. And we do that by the way that we think. We can think about certain things. And then he goes on. But Posuk, when he speaks in this section, in the Pasuk, which is
the next one, Yud Dalet, Hein L'Hashem Elokecha.
That's right. That's right. Hein L'Hashem Elokecha, behold, to Hashem your God, Hashamayim Ushamei Hashamayim, are the heavens and the heavens of the heavens, Ha'oretz V'chol Hashebo, the earth and all that's in it. Rak ba'avoy sechel choshek Hashem. But Hashem, who has everything, nonetheless, He desired your fathers, la'avoy som, to love them. Va'yivcha b'zarem achareim, and He chose their descendants after them. That's us. Bochem, you. Mikol ha'amim kayoim hazeh, He chose you. U'maltem es olas levavchem. You should circumcise the foreskin of your heart. That means that the heart is like covered by membrane, which doesn't let it feel. But if we can think about Hashem and feel this love, we circumcise our own heart. We begin to feel. We get into a mood where we are able to feel. Right? And then, umaltim, and then he goes on, b'shivim nefesh, here, that's verse 22, Kof Beis. B'shivim nefesh yodu avasecha mitzrayma. With 70 souls, your ancestors, that means Yaakov and his children, came down to Egypt. V'ata somcha Hashem elokecha. Now Hashem your God has made you k'chorchvei Hashemayim l'roiv. And then it goes on, the next verse in chapter Yud Aleph, V'ahavta es Hashem elokecha. You should love Hashem your God. V'shamata mishmata. And you should keep his guarding. So in other words, the whole refrain here in Parshat Ekev is that Hashem wants us to love him. And if we think in certain ways, which in this particular instance, Moshe is giving us a way to think about things so that we can feel a love for Hashem. It's a dramatic statement. V'lechein siyum dvorov, and therefore, back in the Tanya, and therefore Moshe ended his words, al avazu, about this love, asher anochi metzave eschem la'asoisa, which I am commanding you to do it. Let's just make sure we have that place. I am commanding you to do it. That is verse 22 that we just read. No. One second. Oh. It's 11:22. It's on the next page. I think. Yes. Ki yim shamoy, the bottom of the next page. No, right. Oh. No. Page Shin Nun Hei, chapter 11, verse 22. If you want to follow, it's the next page. Shin Nun Hei. Right. So right at the bottom, The last few words. Ki yim shamoy tishmarun, because you should surely guard Eskola mitzvah zois, all this mitzvah, asher anochi metzave eschem la'asoiso, which I am commanding you to do it, la'avo es Hashem elokechem, to love Hashem your God. Now, what does it mean to do it, to love Hashem your God? So Rabbi Shneur Zalman's explaining. That's why he ends off and says, which I'm commanding you to do it, shehi ava asuya b'leiv. This is love that we do, we make it. In our heart, al yedei habino v'hadas, by understanding and knowledge, thinking, hisbonanut, contemplating, bidvarim hamo'oririm es ha'av, when we think about the things which arouse love. Val ze tzivo kvat chila, and about this it had already commanded, v'hoyu hadvarim, and that's in the Shema, V'hoyu advarim o'ele, these things which I command you, asher anochi metzavecha hayom, which I command you, they should be al levavecha. They should be on your heart. He's explaining what the first paragraph of the Shema means in these words. When it's on our heart, it means we're thinking about them. Now, the first paragraph of the Shema is a little bit earlier on in Vayis Chanon.
Yeah, here we have the second one.
Yeah, here we have.
Before that, you have Yud Gimel. You have Ayam Shamati Shmuel Mizvotai. That's the second paragraph.
Yeah, you're quite right.
So basically, he's giving directions, directive instructions into how to develop the Yira, the Ahava, and Avoda.
Yes.
That's the three stages he speaks of. And that's what he says, right? Asher atem avlim mishto. Sorry, that was the other one. Lishmo etz mitzvot Hashem v'et chukotav. Asher anochi mesav v'etchem l'tov lach. This is the Yira. Then the second one, hen Hashem elokecha shomayim. Then this is his greatness, that's Ahava. It should be Yira.
Well, it's both. Ahava and Yira are two sides of a coin.
Yes.
They're like two wings of a bird, and one reflects the other.
And then, blah, 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 and then you shall do. when you are perfect in your understanding and your love, you're able to actually do it properly.
Well, right, that's a reasonable interpretation, but what he's emphasizing is that we do the love. We make the love come.
We concentrate on that.
Yeah, the love is in our hands. You see, you say to a person, when you said Shema today, and you said, V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, did you feel anything? So the person might say, no, I just said the word. So what is Rabbi Shneur Zalman saying to us? You can work on yourself, and then you will feel something. It's every normal person has got feelings in their heart, and it's a matter of
drawing them.
Yeah, drawing them. Arousing the feeling in their heart. So here he's saying that this, which is actually from the first paragraph of the Shema, let's have a look in Vayis Chanon at the first paragraph of the Shema. It's chapter 6. It's Shishi, chapter 6. It's page Shin Mem Hei in this book. Or Shin Mem Vav. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'ahavta. And then the next verse. V'hoyu advarim o'ele. These words. Asher anochi mitzavecha hayom, which I'm commanding you today. They should be on your heart. Now he's explaining this. It's actually from the Midrash. That having the words on your heart, that will help you love Hashem, which it said in the previous line. You should love Hashem, b'chol levavecha, b'chol nafshecha. Love Hashem with all your heart. The Gemara says, what does it mean, b'chol levavecha? It means we should love Hashem with our yetzer toiv and with our yetzer hara. That's why it says it in a double way. Now, what does it mean, loving God with our yetzer hara?
Everything has a strength. So it's a question of where you direct that and how you let it express itself. So it's a question of directing it into a positive side and using that strength.
That's right. Absolutely. The Yetzer Hara can have a love which is not appropriate. And that's why it's called Yetzer Hara. But as you say, we can divert that love so that it's focused with its great energy on very positive things, and in particular at this point on Hashem. And so that's what it means, loving Hashem b'chol levavecha uv'chol nafshecha, with all one's soul, with all one's life. The Gemara says afilu notel et nafshecha, even if God takes one's life, God forbid, nonetheless we love Hashem totally. So how do we get to such a love? So he says, by these words being on your heart, kedei, back in the Tanya, kedei she'al yedei zeh, so that through this, savoy la'avo es Hashem, or tovo, you will come to love Hashem, kedei isa b'sifrei al posuk zeh, as the midrash called sifrei, it's a halachic midrash, as this midrash says on this verse, it gives this interpretation. The words should be on your heart so that you come to love God. V'hine al avazu ashenis. Now about this second kind of love, right? Because the first kind of love, what's the first kind of love?
Instinctive, innate.
Right, innate. A person, you show the person a chumash, immediately the person flames with love. Yeah, a soul on fire. Now, about the second, but the second kind of love we have to work on. Shayach l'shoin mitzvah v'tzivui. This can be the subject of a commandment or and being commanded to do it. And what are we being commanded to do? V'hainu, that means losum liboy v'daitoy, to put one's heart and one's mind bidvorim hama'oyrerim esa'ava, into focusing on things which arouse love. And so there's a whole library of things that arouse love, different ideas which a person can think about the greatness of Hashem in the universe. He can think about how Hashem loves the Jewish people. He can think about how Hashem loves me. He can think about what a beautiful day it is. There are all kinds of ways that a person can think about Hashem or life in such a way that it brings out a feeling of love.
Yeah, gratitude. Because one of the examples that Moshe Rabbeinu uses, he says, because he has chosen your ancestors to love them and love their descendants, therefore how can you not love someone who likes you and who tries to help you?
Right.
That's terrible in gratitude.
Yes.
So develop love from that kind of gratitude.
Very much. Yeah, very much so. Avu ba'avu rishayna. But the first kind of love, shehi shal heves ha'olam aleya, which is a flame which burns by itself. It doesn't need any coaxing. It doesn't need any arousal. It's already aroused. Lo yishayich l'shoin tzivui u'mitzvah klal. You can't talk about a mitzvah or a command to have the first kind of love. V'lo yoid, in fact, elo shehi matan schoren shal tzadikin. It is a gift. It's a reward of the tzaddikim. And what kind of reward is it? Lit'oim me'ein oilam haba ba'oilam hazeh. That they should taste a little bit of the world to come even while they're in this world. She'aleh nema, about which it says, avoidus matono etel eskuhunaschem. I will give a service of a gift to your kohanim. Now, kohen is a hint to love. Kohen is love, chesed, Levi is fear, gvura, severity. So when he says, avodas matana eten es kehunaschem, I will give a service of love to you as a gift. Kumo shisbor bimkoima, as will be explained elsewhere. So there is the idea that the first kind of love is a reward coming to a tzaddik because of his or her great achievement. So it could be then that one might think, now the next section is going to be talking about Hashem's relationship with the universe, and thinking about that is something which can arouse love in a person. So from what he's said up to here, we might think that only the person who needs the second kind of love needs to read this book. The person with the first kind of love doesn't need to read it. But in fact, Rabbi Shneur Zalman is now going to suggest that even the person who has the first kind of love, which is instantaneous, which is spontaneous, which is innate, a gift from Hashem, what did you call it?
Innate,
yes.
Instinctive.
Instinctive, yes, or it's become instinctive because that person's a tzaddik.
That's right.
Yeah, maybe they always were. Right.
It is part of the expression of his spirituality.
Yes, yes. However, Rabbi Shneur Zalman is now going to suggest reasons why even this person would benefit from studying this section of Tanya. Now let's see why.
To understand the others.
Okay, that's a good reason, but that's not the one he mentions. Let's see what he says.
Sorry.
He's going to tell us something a bit more startling. Achine yodua liyoidim. But behold, it is known to those who know. Tama dekra, the meaning of the verse, my dichsev, which it says, ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. The tzaddik will fall seven times and rise. Ubefratcha odem nikna mahalech. Especially since a person is called someone who moves. A person is supposed to move in our relationship with Hashem. We can't stand still. We have to move. V'loy oimet.
Progress.
Not, that's right, progress. Not be someone standing still. V'tzorich leilech mimadrega lemadrega. And we have to go from level to level. And not to just stay on one level all the time. Now this can be a risky experience. Because uvein madrega le madrega, between one level and the next one, terem sheyagia le madrega elyoino mimeno, before this person reaches the higher level, hu bevchinas nafila mimadrega rishoino, he has, so to speak, fallen from the first level. He's going from one level to another, but in the middle there's a kind of limbo. Right? This is a deep understanding of the drama of the spirit. Ach ki yipol lo yutol psiv. There's a verse which says, even though he nearly falls, he doesn't fall completely. It seems he's going to fall, but he doesn't actually fall completely. It's only called falling compared with Madregasoi Hirishoina, his own original level. It doesn't mean he falls lower than other people, that he starts not keeping Torah, God forbid, something like that. It doesn't mean that. It means that in his own level, in order for him to move to one level to another, he has to go through a kind of dip. There's an example in the Gemara. Rav Zeira traveled, he was a great sage in Babylon, and he decided he's going to go to the land of Israel and learn the Talmud of the land of Israel, which is on a much higher spiritual level. But in order to learn that Talmud, he had already learned the Babylonian Talmud, the Talmud of the land of Babylon. And so therefore his mind was filled with the way in which they learn in Babylon, Babel. And he wanted to learn the Talmud of Eretz Yisrael. So do you know what he did?
No.
He fasted.
He fasted.
He fasted many fasts, pleading with Hashem to forget the Babylonian Talmud.
All right.
And then he's going to learn the Jerusalem Talmud, the Eretz Yisrael Talmud. Now just think what he's like in the gap in between. He's forgotten the Babylonian Talmud and he hasn't yet learned the Eretz Yisrael Talmud. Right?
Mm.
So that's like an example from the Talmud of this kind of dip.
Okay. Yeah. He has to ignore the previous learning to learn the new learning. In the meantime, he hasn't learned enough.
Right. Now, you could have the same thing with other aspects of life. The person is making a step forward in some way, but it means letting go of something.
Yes.
And reaching for something else, and before you've actually held the second level,
there is an imbalance.
That's right.
Mrs. Sudak explained that once at her Shabbos Pirkei Avot, and she put it in a very simple manner for us, and she said it's like somebody who's going up on a ladder, and while he has to go up, he has to have only one foot on the bottom rung, and then a foot in the air, and there he can lose balance.
Yeah.
It is dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Very basic
issue. Yeah, well, very good image. Now, Sha'afa Pichain, because even though he's in the middle between one rung and another, who lemaila mikola odom ba'avodasot, in his service, in his spiritual service, he's still on a high level. He's on a very high level, higher than the norm. Kinisha bo bechinas reshimu, because there remains within his service the afterglow. Reshimu is like the afterglow mimadregosoi harishoina of his first level.
Reshadu?
Sorry?
The shadow of a glow, you say. Glow, huh?
A glow, yeah, like a glow. It's the glow of his first level. And even though he's left that level behind and he's now reaching for the next level, he's still got something of that first level. Ach, Ikura. But the main source of this Rishimu, of this afterglow that he has, is Me'ava Shenischanech V'Hugubo Min Urov, is from the love that he was taught and that he became used to when he was younger. Beterem Shehigia L'Madregas Tzadik, before he reached the level of being a tzadik. Now, you see, all this goes back to the very beginning on the previous page. Let's just go back to the beginning of this Chinuch Cotton.
Yes, I recognize the mention.
Yes.
Yeah. If he starts what you teach when you are young, you keep it with you until you are old.
Now, so that's on the previous page. Chanoich lena.
Yes.
Educate a child. It's a verse from Mishle. Educate the child al pi darkoi, according to his way. Gam ki yaskin lo yosem imeno, even when he's old, he won't turn away from it. So he's now explaining. So this means, before the person became a tzaddik, he has learnt to contemplate godliness and arouse this love. Then he became a tzaddik. He doesn't need this contemplation anymore. He is actually able to feel this love in a very intense way, straight off. He opens the siddur, he sees the Hebrew words in the siddur, it's so inspiring. He's filled with love. But now, when he's going from one level to another, he can fall back on the earlier teaching, the earlier approach, which was an approach where he learned how to contemplate godliness, think about the greatness of Hashem, and be inspired from that. Now, the last three lines, V'hine reishis hadvorim hama'oririm ha'avo v'hayiro. The chief of things, the first of things, which arouse love and awe of God, v'yesoidon and their foundation, hi ha'emuna ha'tahayra, is pure faith, emuna, v'ne'emono, which is faithful, like trusted faith, b'yechudoi v'achdusoi yisboruch v'yisaleh, in the absolute oneness of Hashem. Because when we think about the oneness of Hashem and about the way in which Hashem, who is infinitely great and giving life and existence to everything, and at the same time Hashem is totally the essence of oneness, that's something which is amazing and inspiring. And that is going to be what the next part of this track, Shai Yichud Emunah, is going to be about.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Thank you very much.